Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Won Lim. In the news today, Chancellor Mnookin sits down with student news outlets. Chancellor Mnookin and Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Lori Reeser discussed a number of topics, from tuition waiver programs to Gazah solidarity camps to spaces for affinity groups on campus. A full story will be uploaded to the WSUM News blog in the coming days. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Hee-Won Lim. In national news, the FTC votes to ban non-compete agreements. Oliver Gerhars has the story.
Tuesday, the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, decided in a vote of 3-2 among its five commissioners to ban for-profit U.S. employers from making employees sign agreements featuring non-compete clauses. The ban could affect an estimated 30 million U.S. workers who are currently bound by non-compete clauses. Currently existing non-compete agreements will become unenforceable after the rule's effective date, which is set at 120 days from the rule's publication in the Federal Register. Those commissioners dissenting from the FTC's majority vote said that they believe the rule, quote, unlawful, unquote, and that the rule, quote, won't survive legal challenge, unquote. The United States Chamber of Commerce has already said it will be suing the FTC for what it views as the FTC exceeding its administrative authority. The FTC contends that businesses who want to protect trade secrets can do so through confidentiality clauses. President Joe Biden said of the announcement, quote, the FTC is cracking down on non-compete agreements, contracts that employers use to prevent their workers from changing jobs even if that job will pay a few dollars more or provide better working conditions. Workers ought to have the right to choose who they want to work for. Unquote. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Turning over to sports, here's Vincent Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hee-Won. Wisconsin women's basketball coach Marissa Mosey made her first premier transfer portal signing of the season today with sophomore Carter McCray officially headed to Madison. McCray spent last season at Northern Kentucky, where she was named Horizon League Freshman of the Year after averaging 16 points and 11 rebounds with the Norse. Pairing the 6'1 McCray alongside Sarah Williams will be a whole heap of trouble in the post for Wisconsin opponents. In pro sports, the Milwaukee Bucks will look to take a 2-0 series lead over the Indiana Pacers tonight at 7:30. The Bucks got the job done without Giannis in Game 1. They'll have to do it again in Game 2 with the Greek Freak once again out with a calf strain. Dame Lillard got the job done in Game 1 with a 35-point first half. He will no doubt be running the Bucks offense again tonight. From WCM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hee-Won Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.